We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we are with Erie County Commissioner of Health, Dr. Gail Burstein. It is flu season, and the only reason I know that is, well, first of all, here we are in September, but I was also driving around. I drive by a CVS, I drive by a Rite Aid, and they say, it's time to get your flu shots. Obviously, it's something that's critically important that people talk about every year, but, you know, the importance of getting a flu shot, why is it important?
Well, it's very important to protect yourself against influenza as any way you can. And really, the most effective way is to get a flu vaccine. So, fortunately, flu vaccines are available in this area well before we see peak flu season, which is usually sometime at the end of January, beginning of February. However, we can see it. We know we have flu in Erie County all year round. So, it's really never too early to get a flu vaccine. All the pharmacies have them in stock pretty much right now, and the physicians' offices will probably be getting their supply in at the end of this month or beginning of next month. So again, it's time to start thinking about protecting ourselves against influenza. So there are many different options for flu vaccines, and I call them vaccines and not shots because they're not all shots. So there are flu vaccines that protect against three strains of influenza. There are flu vaccines that protect against four strains of influenza. There are flu vaccines that are actually more beneficial for seniors because they are a high dose, and they also have a chemical in that called an adjuvant, and that helps boost the immune response of an individual who gets the vaccine. So our seniors, who because of their age don't have the strongest immune system, really benefit from that that type of vaccine, the high dose adjuvant vaccine. There's also a nose spray for people who are adverse to needles, and there's also an intradermal injection. So it's just a small needle, it's a shorter needle that's just given into the skin and not doesn't go into the muscle. So many different options.
Specifically with a spray, I mean, is it just a quick, you know, thing right in your nose and then you're all done with it? Or is there more to it? Does it matter which type of vaccine that you use, whether it's the full shot, the epidermal one, if I use that word right, or if it's the nasal spray?
Right. Well, there are certain vaccines that are licensed for people of certain age groups. And then also the nasal spray flu vaccine was removed from the market a couple years ago because it's shown it wasn't that effective as compared to other vaccines. So it's back on the market, and we're hoping that it will also provide a good immune response. So it really depends on, you know, where you feel more comfortable and what your health status is and your age.
What do you say to the people then who, if they're reluctant to get a flu shot because they say, I get a flu shot, I get the flu anyway?
Well, I say it is biologically impossible to get influenza disease from an influenza vaccine, because the vaccine is it's all synthetic. It's just made of components that are synthetic that look like flu. So your body sees it and they think, oh, it's flu, and they start to build up their antibody army to protect against that influenza that they think that they're seeing. However, it's not a virus. It's not a whole virus. It's just proteins that look like viral components of viral particles. So they're very safe and very effective. Another advantage type of vaccine that we have is, for people who are worried about getting a vaccine that has is made out of eggs, hen's eggs. There are a couple different types of flu vaccines that are egg-free. So there's one that is actually it's a recombinant vaccine, and so it uses DNA that is grown in yeast cells instead of in flu eggs. And then there's another type of vaccine that is used out of grown out of mammalian cells instead of hen's eggs. So, you know, people who may have a severe anaphylactic reaction to eggs have those options too.
Do we know how effective this year's vaccine will be to fight the flu? If I'm not mistaken, in years past, when the scientists, they work on it, it ends up being 30% effective or 40% effective, which is still an important number, but do we know what this year is supposed to be like?
Well, we'll have to see. You know, as the CDC conducts surveillance, looking at the strains in influenza and communities, and compare that to the strains available in the vaccine, and calculates effectiveness from that. So we won't really have a good idea until later in the flu season how effective it is. But whatever that number is, it's going to be greater than zero. So that's just, you know, one tool we have in our toolbox to protect ourselves against influenza. And there are some people that become very, very ill with influenza and actually risk hospitalization and death. And so those are the very young, you know, kids that are under two. You know, the younger, the more dangerous are seniors, because they don't have a good immune system, and then just because of age. And also many times they have other chronic health conditions like lung conditions or heart conditions that can make them very vulnerable to becoming very ill with influenza. Anybody with any type of immune compromising condition, so they could have a hereditary disorder, or they can be on medications that suppress their immunity, or they could have cancer. I mean, you know, there are a lot of people out there that suffer from those conditions, and they can become also very ill. And people with other chronic conditions that can affect their immune response, like people with metabolic disease, like diabetes, or you know, as I mentioned, you know, people with chronic lung disease or heart disease, even high blood pressure. I mean, they're at risk of becoming very ill with influenza. And, you know, every year, unfortunately, we see deaths in adults who usually have other health conditions that become ill with influenza and need hospitalization, and sometimes even die because of the complications. So it's very, very serious. You know, also pregnant women are very high risk for becoming very ill with influenza. We don't really understand why. It's probably because their immune function is altered during pregnancy. So they're at risk, and then also their newborns are very at risk. So that's why the CDC strongly recommends that pregnant women get their influenza vaccine during pregnancy, and because it will protect them during pregnancy, and then also it will protect their newborn through passive transfer of antibodies after the baby's born. And also the mother comes in contact with the baby most frequently, and so if the mom is protected and she doesn't fall ill with influenza, the baby hopefully will not fall ill with influenza.
Do you know what the trend is of people getting the flu in Erie County, if it's kind of been the same throughout the years, or if there's an increase or decrease?
Yeah, it's you know, it's different every year, and the timing of when we see peak influenza is different every year. I mean, part of it has to do with the number of people who become immunized. Part of it has to do with the effectiveness of the vaccine, and part of it has to do with luck. And there are different strains of influenza. There's influenza A, which we usually see causes the most severe illness, and we see early on in the course of the flu season. You know, that's usually where we see our peak in January or February. And then we have influenza B, where we can see a second spike in you know, later in the spring. And some years we might even have more influenza B than influenza A. So, you know, we never know. So that's why it's important just to get immunized and do what you can. I mean, another tool that we have to protect ourselves is washing our hands. You can't wash your hands enough. And these people, unfortunately, sometimes still sneeze into their hands. And then if you shake their hand, or you you know, come in close contact to them and they don't cover their face when they sneeze or cough, you're exposed. So it's really important to wash your hands. Also, people who have influenza, if, you share a meal with them or, you sit near them or even use the same utensils or touch like a countertop or a tabletop where they've been or open a door with the doorknob that they've touched, I mean, that's contact to influenza. Influenza is very hardy and can survive outside of human life for 24 hours, so we really have to protect ourselves by washing our hands. Social isolation, so if you become ill with influenza or an influenza-like illness, stay away from everybody. Don't go to school. Don't go to work. Don't be a martyr. Take care of yourself. You'll feel better faster. And then also your colleagues, your coworkers, your family, your classmates will not get your infection. So that's also important. Also, if you see somebody out and about who looks sick, it means they are sick, so you want to stay away from them. It would just, do some common sense, and hopefully we can stay healthy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.